All right. If you're just joining us, Michael McCaskey passed away tonight. We just had Glenn Kozlowski on, Moon Mullen on. Now we're bringing on a Chicago hero who is the Elmhurst bagpiper. His name is Brian Costello, and his story is one of giving back, and he joins us right now. Brian, thank you for taking a moment here. I know you're playing tonight, right, 8 o'clock?
Yes, a little bit after. I think it's 8:06 tonight is sunset.
Is there a live stream? How do I watch this? Can I tune in?
Sure, if you go on Facebook and just search Brian Costello, and I put on live every night for people.
So tell the listeners exactly what you've been doing over the past, what has it been, 6 weeks?
So today is night 61 that I've been playing in a row. So I was supposed to be going to Ireland and marching in the Dublin Parade. I'm a member of the Shannon Rovers Irish Pipe Band, you know, that leads the Chicago Parade every year. So we had a big trip to Ireland planned, and we were going to march in the parade there. I was bringing my two older boys with me. One was going to turn 21 on the 18th there. And obviously everything got canceled. So on St. Patrick's Day, I was at home like everybody else and basically pouting on a couch. And my wife's like, for God's sakes, it's St. Patrick's Day. Get your bagpipes and go play in the backyard for the neighbors. So I basically did what she said, picked up my pipes. And when I got done, she's like, everyone really loved it. And you should do it every night until lockdown's over. So I agree to that, not knowing how long this lockdown's going to be.
I was going to say, has there been any days where you're like, I really don't want to do this?
Oh, I mean, like right now it's getting colder out right now. It looks like it's going to rain. I don't think it's supposed to rain till later. But it's, you know, last night was you know, a nice day. But like with the cold days, like I played where I've been standing in snow and there's like snowflakes coming down. And one day it was raining so hard I put up a tent because I'm like, I can't play when it's pouring rain.
Have there been any neighbors who
won't hurt me?
Have there been any neighbors who don't want you playing in your backyard? Are they done with the bagpipes?
You know what? Not that they're telling me. Everyone seems to really. I only play for 10 minutes, so it's one of those things where I'm not really playing a super long time. But it's, you know, I just do a 10 minute straight set every night, kind of at sunset, and that's it.
So, just so we have a just can kind of picture this, Brian, you get dressed up in the kilt every night. Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm staying in my kilt right now. I have one from the Shannon Rovers, and I have a couple of my own kilts that I've had just because I've been playing the pipes for a while. And so obviously I mix it up a little bit, you know, depending on, you know, dry cleaning and stuff that I can get done. But it's, pretty much every night I throw the kilt on just out of tradition. The first night I played, I didn't wear it, but I didn't know this was starting, to be honest with you. I just thought I was playing, you know.
Now, this is not you, Brian, but
why are we not playing his audio?
Well, yeah. We are trying to find that, and apparently it's not easily accessible, so we brought in a nice, I wanted maybe, you know.
Maybe he can critique it.
Yeah, critique situation here, KP. What do you think here, Brian? Is this worthy of being played while you're on the air?
That's worthy. That is the tune Going Home, which is a very traditional funeral tune.
How hard is it to learn to play the bagpipes?
You know, it is. It's one of those things where it doesn't sound harder first. Then once you get into it, it gets really hard.
I feel like it sounds incredibly hard.
So the thing that helped me is my wife got me lessons when I was 30. I was super excited. I told everybody and my mother, hey, I'm learning to play the bagpipes. And then 6 months into it, I'm like, this stinks. This is so hard. You know, I actually pulled a muscle in my rib cage while I was doing it. And I went to the doctor. I'm like, I'm having a heart attack, I think. And they're like, you do anything different? I'm like, just playing the bagpipes. She's like, you pulled a muscle, you idiot. But it's one of those things where I told all these people I was going to learn. And then I'd run into them, like, how the bagpipes going? In my head, I'm like, they're terrible. I'm like, oh, they're going great. Doing good, you know. So I'm like, okay, now I got to keep learning this because I told too many people I was doing it. And I'll look dumb if I don't do it. But I'm glad I did. I put the time and effort into it because it's a ton of fun.
So where in Elmhurst can people come see you tonight or who knows how long?
So, I mean, I'll be here tomorrow too. But it's if they know where the Prairie Path is, it's in between Spring Road and Berkeley Road. If you know where Doc Ryan's is in town, it's literally like 10 houses. I'm 10 houses behind Doc Ryan's. So, and you'll see, and like if you're there around sunset, they'll hear it. So
you're saying put Doc Ryan's in the GPS, your way over to Elmhurst, be there a little bit before 8, and you're going to get a great 10-minute show.
Correct, yes.
How many people are showing up here, Brian?
So last night was a big night, and actually, you know, I went out there, I was kind of flustered because there were so many people. But one of my friends, who's actually one of my neighbors, who's a CPA, sent me a text last night. He's like, I counted 187.
Wow.
I mean,
and it was really cool. The night that I was in the Tribune article on Tuesday, the Elmhurst fire department came, and they stood on top of their trucks to watch me, which I thought was really cool.
That's awesome.
It's big time right there. We thought about, you know what? I mean, you're happy to do it just to do it, but maybe we do a dollar donation and put it to a good cause type of thing.
I've been doing different like shout outs for people, especially like Ms. Ricordi for Candy Days. I wore the vest for 2 days and helped people. I just encourage people to, you know, I do it for free. I don't need anything. But if people want to donate, if they could donate to Ms. Ricordi, also to the Irish American Heritage Center, that's where the Shannon Rovers practice every week. And obviously they serve food and drinks and they're closed like everybody else. So they're having troubles too. So if people could donate to that, that'd be great. You know,
well, Michael McCaskey passed away today. Maybe we do something for a long time.
Yeah. So it's like at the end I do like kind of this. So I try to do peppy stuff most of the way through. And then at the end, I kind of end it with Danny Boy, which was one of my dad's favorite tunes. When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And then I do Amazing Grace twice. Kind of for all the people we've lost, you know, especially now there's people passing away. You can't even have funerals or anything. It really is tough on everybody. And then I end it with Grand Ole Flag just to kind of pep it up. So, but we can, you know, we can say that's for Mr. McCaskey tonight.
How long is that show right there? You said it's only, it feels like more than 10 minutes.
Well, if you think about it, you know, the tunes are really not that long. I'm just playing that, you know, like Amazing Grace, if you hum it. It's not that long of a tune. It's maybe like a minute or so, okay. Or not even. You know, the first, you know, it basically just keeps repeating as you sing different verses to it. But
yeah. Are people coming from far away? Has anyone come up to you?
Yes. Literally like a week and a half ago, a guy came and he wanted to come say hi to me and came kind of through towards me. And I said hi to him and he's like, I drove an hour and a half. I came from Dixon, Illinois to hear this. And I'm like, you know, I'm doing it on Facebook. You can watch it there. He's like, it's so much better in person. I'm like, you know, that's funny. Thank you for coming. But I thought that was really neat that he came so far away to watch. But I have people literally on Facebook watching me from Iceland, Germany, California, Florida, all over the place. Boston, Ireland.
90-minute drive, that's a commitment right there.
It's just crazy times we're in, right? Did you ever think you'd be standing in your backyard every night, live streaming on Facebook to groups of hundreds?
No, and now it's like last night, because it was so warm, there was like bugs kind of flying at me while I'm playing, and I don't stop. So I'm like, oh no, the mosquitoes are coming soon.
We're going to have to get a dedicated assistant for you to stand nearby and spray away the mosquitoes once mosquitoes...
Yeah, I think I'm just going to move over my bug zapper a little closer to when I play.
Can
kind of keep the beat, maybe.
Brian, we got to give you congrats, man, and thank you. I think I got to put it in there and see a show this week. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I would love to have you. I know everyone really likes it. So, you know, just stay socially distant. And you're fine.
KP, you get off the Rokan show. You can make.
I got time. I'm in. I'm gonna maybe I'll swing by next week.
Are people? Anybody? They got the cocktails out there, Brian? Are people enjoying?
Oh gosh, yeah. So it's like yes, people are bringing coolers, and it's funny. Last night was a great night. There's people over by the lamppost in, you know, on the path probably till like 10:30 until they finish what was left in their cooler, which I thought was awesome. There's also like a parking lot right next to me. There was a family came with their mom who was elderly, and she was in the wheelchair, and they had a cooler, and they tailgated like two Saturdays ago when it was nice. So it's funny. And, you know, people are making an event of it.
That's awesome. You got tailgaters. This is... Yeah. I don't know what else you've accomplished in your life, Brian, but this has got to be up there.
It's at the top 10, probably.
There we go. Well, have a great show tonight, and are you got anything special planned for this evening? I know May 4th you played Star Wars, May the Force Be With You. You had the Cinco de Mayo. You did a little La Cucaracha.
Yeah, so I'm doing a tribute to all the graduates tonight, so I kind of learned the beginning riff of Pomp and Circumstance. So I'm going to play that twice, and then into... Happy birthday for, I'm doing, there's a Marine that turned 100 today. So I'm giving, he is POW, World War II veteran. So we're doing a little happy birthday for him, and then kind of into my normal jigs and reels, and then to the end. But that'll be the beginning kind of shout out.
Have a great time tonight, Brian. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well.
Brian Costello. Bye-bye. Rocking and rolling out in Elgin.
Should we do a social distancing date night, Carm?
You and I
pull our cars up, and I don't know, maybe I got a new cool little Coleman cooler I've been using in the backyard.
Bust out the KP brand Miller Lite.
Great taste, less filling, and bagpipes all in one night.
See, Brian, give him a thank you for what he's doing. Maybe make a donation to Misericordia. I don't see any downside here.
Love it.